Oh, hey, Ross. I'm so glad someone's here. Could you zip me up?
Sure.
Thank you. Can you believe no one between my apartment and here offered to do that for me?
People. So, why are you so dressed up?
Oh, Mike's picking me up for a date.
Oh, yeah? Now, how's that going? Is it getting serious?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I like him. But, you know, am I ready to take my grade-A loins off the meat market? I'm not quite sure.
You know, I really admire your whole dating attitude. It's so healthy. I'm always like, is this moving too fast? Is this moving too slow? Where is this going?
Yeah, no, you are a bit of a drama queen.
Well, you're so much better off, you know? You just go from guy to guy, having fun, and not worrying that it never turns into anything serious.
I would say never. You know, there was that guy. Okay, well, there's got to be someone.
There isn't. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God, you're right.
I know, and yet here you are, all ready for the next date.
I can't believe I never realized this before. I'm in my 30s, and I've never been in a long-term relationship. Oh, my God, what's wrong with me?
No. There's nothing wrong with you. I mean, you don't strike me as the type of person that wants to get married anyway.
I want to get married!
Please don't cry because of me. Phoebs, I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay? I've been divorced 3 times.
Yeah, well, at least you've been married. Oh, my God, I want to trade lives with Ross?
Oh. Phoebe.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm excited about our date. Mike, this is Ross Geller. Ross, this is Mike.
Sorry, I didn't catch it.
It's Mike Hannigan.
Oh, Ross Geller.
Hey. So, are you sure you're ready to go?
Mm-hmm. How do I look?
Do you have a compact in your purse?
No.
You look great.
Hey, Joey.
This girl won't turn around. I can't tell whether she's hot or not. What do you think?
Joey, I am not going to objectify women with you. But if her face is as nice as her ass, ooh, mama.
All right, thanks. Oh, hey, have you talked to Chandler?
Yeah, he has to stay in Tulsa this weekend.
How come?
I don't know, he has to work. There's some big rush on the... Damn it, one of these days I'm going to have to start listening when he talks about his job.
Hey, why don't you fly out there and surprise him?
Oh, I'd love to. I really miss him. But I can't. I have 1 day off of work, and it's just too expensive.
Huh, interesting. So Chandler's not worth the price of a plane ticket to you. Hmm.
Of course he is. Maybe I will go. Yeah. We'll have a little second honeymoon at the Tulsa Ramada.
Oh, and you know what you should bring? Your black see-through teddy with the attached garters.
How do you know I have one of those?
Didn't until just now. Hot, not hot. Hot.
Excuse me?
I said that I think you're hot. And now I'm embarrassed.
Oh, I thought you said hi.
That would have been better. I'll try that. Hi. I'm Joey.
I'm Haley. Oh.
Look, I don't normally ask out women that I meet in coffee houses. Gesundheit. But, wow, this is hard. Kind of shy. Seriously, Gunther, you should see someone about that cold. It gets much worse, you could die. Anyway,
I would love to go out with you.
Really? Great. Did I actually ask you?
Oh, that's just where you were going, and I figured I'd help you out. You don't seem like the kind of guy who does this a lot?
Yeah. Damn it, Gunther, you gave it to me.
Oh, it's you.
With vegetarian corn dogs. Come on, Phoebes, I just want to talk to you.
Oh, about what? How few ova I have left?
Come on, I just want to apologize for what happened yesterday. I'm sorry, Phoebe. That's okay, Ross. So, how'd the date go?
Well, it was awful. I barely got through dinner, okay? Every time I thought about what you said, I started crying. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he spent most of the night just staring at me in horror. But, you know, I couldn't know for sure because my eyes were swollen shut.
You know I wasn't trying to make you cry. I was really trying to say something nice. I mean, I was basically saying, even though you've never been in a serious relationship...
Are we really going to do this again?
Sorry. So he hasn't called?
Would you call this girl? Thanks for a lovely evening.
Oh, I feel terrible. This is all my fault.
Well, you know what you should feel terrible about? This could have been my serious guy. He was sweet and smart and funny. Do you know how hard it is to meet a guy like that?
We are a rare breed. Hey, maybe that's him.
Hello? Could you hold on one sec? I need some privacy.
Is it Mike?
No, it's a heavy breather. I'll take what I can get. I'm listening.
What a great dinner.
Yeah, and hey, thanks again for letting me have that last piece of cake at the restaurant.
You're welcome again. Hmm. I'm gonna go make some coffee. Can I get you anything?
Do you have any cake?
So, this is going pretty good. Dinner was nice. We got a lot in common. Ooh, Victoria's Secret. Huh. We even like the same books. Whoa. There's a scary painting. Wait a minute. I think I've been scared by that painting before. You know what? This whole place looks familiar. I have definitely been in this apartment. I know I've seen this weird plant before. Ow! It did that the last time! Oh my God. I've gone out with this girl before. Yeah. We had sex on this couch. And then on that chair. And... No. No, we didn't do it here. Which is weird because it seems like a perfectly good place.
Ow! That's why.
Hey, Mike. Sorry to just drop by like this. Can I come in?
Sure. Who are you?
I'm Ross, Phoebe's friend from the coffee house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really, really need to talk to you about something.
Okay. Unless... You're not gonna try and get me to join a cult, are you?
No.
Oh. Nah, it's just... You have that look.
Damn supercuts.
What's up? Is Phoebe okay?
No. Oh, Phoebe is great. But, I'm an idiot. Okay? Look, right before you guys went out, I accidentally, got her all upset.
That's why she was weird.
Yes. I said something stupid about her never having had a serious relationship, but you should know she is so much fun, a wonderful person. Please don't blow her off.
Oh, I'm not going to blow her off. Well, I actually just got off the phone with her. We're going out tomorrow night. I mean, I hope that's okay with you. Stranger from the coffee house?
No, yes. That's great. So the crying didn't turn you off?
Look, Ross, I just got out of a 9-year relationship with a manic depressive. Compared to that, Phoebe's a mouseketeer.
Well, then I didn't need to bother you. You or the four other Mike Hannigans I bothered. one of whom was quite large and a little flirty. So,
hey, wait. Is that true, what you said? Phoebe's never had a serious relationship?
Of course she has. If she's never had a serious relationship, do you think I'd go around broadcasting it like some kind of unstoppable moron?
But you did say it.
Yes, I did. And I will also say what I'm about to say. Vis-a-vis the following. Phoebe has never had a serious relationship since her super serious relationship with Vikram.
Vikram?
What? That's a real name.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Stop it! Why couldn't they have sent me to Texas?
7 o'clock. Maybe I'll hit the gym.
Who am I kidding?
Pay-per-view porn.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's great. It's just watching some regular television there. Oh, what a pleasant surprise.
I'm gonna go freshen up, okay?
Okay, Amy.
Ooh, that was close. The yellow rose of Texas.
You're not even there.